Called the Hellhole of Creation, the Afar Triangle lies at the junction of three continental plates, which spread further each year. The oldest living lava lake and one of the lowest points on the planet, geologists here can study the process that formed the world millions of years ago. Molten lava spews out from deep in the earth to form Erta'Ala's lava lake. As the lava cools, it creates a black crust. Hot magma bursts through in continual eruptions. Now, the real work begins. Frank tries to collect lava. Getting lava out of a boiling pit is no easy task. Frank tosses a cable into the pit, hoping the lava will cake to it. He tries again and again. Even in the darkness, he can't get close enough. At every attempt, the heat drives him back. Unless he gets protection from the heat, there's no way he can collect the samples. So he calls Karsten to bring him a thermal suit.
I need the thermal suit to continue and to try to take some samples of that. Over.
Very, very heavy.
It is Frank's only hope to get close enough to the red-hot magma. For security, he ties himself into a safety harness. Over and over, Frank throws a cable into the pit. But each time the lava quickly melts the cable. It's as if Erta'Ala herself is swallowing the cable. He desperately wants to fulfill the promise he made to Gezahain. But Erta'Ala does not give up her bounty easily. In the end, Frank is forced to collect samples lying at the edge of the lava pit. It's 2 a.m. before they return, exhausted to the surface.
I think this is fresh lava. Some fragments, but not directly in the lake.
It's fresh enough.
Yeah. Look. Ah.